The New Recolonization of Africa. The great African Kwame Nkrumah once said, political independence without economic independence is but an illusion. Several weeks ago, the president of the empire, George W. Bush, paraded throughout West and Southern Africa to pave the way for corporate expansion and, of course, further Western exploitation of Africa. He gave some mindless speech about freedom at Gori Island in Senegal, which, like his infamous State of the Union speech, he didn't write. Even as he defiled the place of colonial rape of a continent, he comes to Africa with shackles in his pockets designed to re-enslave the people for the wealth and enrichment of others. This time, he came to chain African workers to the leeches of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the World Bank, and the neoliberalists of the World Trade Organization. These organizations, leaders of the global credit cartel, have done untold damage around the world, forcing governments to follow socially destructive policies against their own people in order to gain access to Western markets. The IMF World Bank are, to use a now common phrase, weapons of mass destruction. These are instruments of U.S. imperial policy. In the book Power Trip, U.S. Unilateralism and Global Strategy After September the 11th, published by Seven Stories, the writers explain how powerful these groups are. Quote, "These are ostensibly multinational organizations, but it is well known that the IMF is primarily controlled by the U.S. Treasury Department. The World Bank is subordinate to the IMF and most other lenders, including the governments of the major industrialized powers and even much of the private sector, defer to the IMF's judgment. The creditors cartel, in conjunction with what Columbia economist Jagdish Bhagwati has called the Wall Street Treasury Complex, confronts most low and middle income countries with enormous power. It is analogous to the power that the oil-producing and exporting countries, or OPEC, have over oil. OPEC uses its cartel to control, as much as possible, the price of oil. The IMF Treasury uses a creditor's cartel not to control the price of credit, but to decide the economic and sometimes political policies of borrowing countries. In other words, the IMF is able to tell most governments that if they do not adopt its policies, then they will not get credit from most other sources. This is the most concentrated power in the world, greater in its efficacy than the might of the U.S. military." Unquote. Imperial President Bush came to Africa for the same reason that Henry the Navigator sent ships down the west coast of Africa 500 years ago, and Arab dhows sailed the eastern African coastline for 1,000 years to exploit black life for their own enrichment, period. Does anybody think this guy who presided over the racist death penalty in Texas, who misgoverned the state as it experienced the racist violent resurgence, who became president only because tens of thousands of black so-called citizens were disenfranchised of their right to vote in Florida, gives a hot damn about Africans? Texas, we should recall, fought a war with Mexico to extend slavery into its territories. And so he comes to Africa to sit and have photo ops with African leaders while they both look at the people the way lions look at gazelles, like prey. The lion doesn't announce his presence. He creeps in the tall grass, its color blotting out his intent and his threat, until he gets close enough to pounce. The people of Africa must unite across borders, across languages, across tribes and clans to beat back this perverse second colonization. It is possible. It is necessary. All it takes is will. The Americans today are not the friends of Africa. They weren't a century ago. They ain't today. They come with smiles and suits and promises. History has taught us that where they walk, bones will surely follow. This should be an important part of the anti-globalist movement that has grown and blossomed since the surprising explosion of Seattle. If we could have saved centuries of heartache for our ancestors, what would we have done? We are the living ancestors of those to come. It is our duty to save them the heartache that America wants to bring again. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.